This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Nice.
Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory. And we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We're starting this podcast to give you grammar and vocabulary for your high IELTS score.
Maria, can you hear that?
What?
It's like a weird noise.
No, I can't. But I'd like to hear you talking about noise.
Oh, is it the subject of today's episode?
Yes, in Speaking Part 1, they can ask you questions about noises. Do any noises bother you?
I mean, context is everything, but generally, I can't stand repetitive, high-pitched noises like those in alarm clocks. Although I suppose that's rather the point of them. What else? Oh, I don't like the shrieking of seagulls either. It's horrendous, especially where I live. Although that's the price you pay for living next to the sea.
What kind of noise do you come across every day?
Well, we already talked about bird calls. And we live near a railway, so you can hear the trains rumbling past when they get started. What else? You can also hear the gates clicking open and closed as people come and go about their business.
What sounds do you like?
Oh, one of my friends has this great setup in his house where the lights raise and then the radio turns on, but it doesn't turn on full blast. It's sort of the chatter of the radio rises in volume over a prolonged period of time to a normal level. So that's really nice. That's a great combination. What else? Oh, having lo-fi hip-hop playing in the background, not just in the morning, but generally, is a really good thing. I quite like the sound of dogs barking when they're playing and people laughing as well. That's quite pleasant as well, as long as it's not, like I say, really high volume in your face or in your ear kind of thing.
Do you like to stay in a noisy place?
Does anyone? I mean, outside of a club or something like that, I can't imagine a situation in which people would voluntarily, well, decide to be immersed in cacophony for a prolonged period of time. That would drive me absolutely nuts.
Are there any quiet places in your city?
Oh, plenty. I think the quietest would probably be something like the yoga studio, or there are various churches and other places of worship which are quite tranquil. Where else? Well, there's lots of parks in the middle of the city, which you would think wouldn't prevent the racket from sort of sounding across them, but because they have lots of trees, it breaks up the noise, which is quite impressive now I think about it.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear listener, we have our premium episodes for you where Rory and I are discussing fresh, current speaking topics, part 2 and part 3. This week on our premium, Rory is talking about a rule that's important in his school or work. And in Speaking Part 3, we are discussing rules in general. The link is in the description. Do check it out. Hey, so noise. Are there any synonyms to noise? Because we say noises, I dislike noise, noisy places.
There are plenty of synonyms.
Because we use specific words to name specific noises and sounds, dear listener. And this topic, you show off your super vocabulary using specific, precise words for specific sounds, okay? Some noises bother me. They I annoying, like I'm annoyed when I hear something, right? Oh, this is really annoying. So we usually say, it bothers me, annoying noises. I hate repetitive, high-pitched noises. High-pitched, like this. Yeah, so low-pitched and high-pitched. Repetitive, like they repeat over and over again. I hate alarm clocks. Ugh. And do you remember this noise?
The slurping noise.
So I dislike slurping sounds, or I dislike slurping noises, or slurping noises are really annoying, dear listener. Okay? Also, Rory told us shrieking seagulls. Seagulls like birds. They're like high-pitched noises, and seagulls shriek. So you can say that I find shrieking seagulls really annoying. Or the noise is horrendous. Horrendous is like horrible, terrible, horrendous. Oh, slurping sounds are horrendous.
Sorry.
Also, you can say that I dislike whining babies or whining children. Rory, who are they?
I dislike whining people, to be honest. But that's like, that's when people complain. Or whinging, that's another one. But both of these things describe noises or the kind of talk, which is extremely irritating.
I dislike dogs barking. I dislike dogs who are barking. Woof, woof. Yeah, or, fingernails on a blackboard. Ooh, ooh. You know, there are some noises which make you just, like fingernails on a board, like... Oh. What about you, Rory? Like, what? Do you have any feelings like for certain sounds?
Not for sounds. Not unless it's like right next to me, in which case then I get goosebumps, like you're describing. That's the feeling of the rising dots on your skin.
What about a fork and a knife rubbed against a plate?
Oh, that's horrible. But how often does that happen?
Not often, no. But dear listener, you can use these nice words, right? For example, like, a fork rubbed against, like, a plate. Or a knife rubbed against a glass bottle. Or, like, clicking pens, for example. You just dislike the sounds. Annoying mobile ringtones. Ding, 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 bam, bam, bam. Snoring, dear listener. Huh?
It depends what kind of snoring. If it's gentle snoring, then it's not so bad. But if it's, like, a foghorn, then no, absolutely not.
Yeah, but very often like chewing sounds, slurping sounds, and like wet smacking sounds, like nah, 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 this when somebody eats something very noisily, to eat noisily, okay, with open mouth chewing.
Sorry.
Oh, what about lawnmowers? You know,
one of those. Oh, no, a lawnmower is fine. You can hear a lawnmower in the background. That's quite pleasant.
Okay.
Or at least I think it is.
Come across different noises every day. So you can, if you hear different noises every day, or you come across them. Come across different noises is a phrasal verb. Rory.
Phrasal verb, come across, which means to meet, but unplanned meeting. If only there were some kind of course where phrasal verbs were collected together. Do you ever find yourself in this situation where you're thinking, gosh, phrasal verbs are hard. If only there was some sort of really engaging way, a course perhaps, that would help me understand them better. You might find such a course on a website, successwithielts.com/podcourses. I'm just guessing here.
We talked about bird calls. Did you mean shrieking seagulls?
Well, bird calls are any noise that birds make to express something like they found food or they're in distress.
So they don't call you, they're kind of the noises they make.
Yes, it's the noises that birds make. Well, with their vocal cords.
So I hear bird calls, I can hear trains rumbling past. So trains, they rumble past, okay? And the structure, I can sometimes hear the trains rumbling past through the day. So the train's doing something. Right? And then I can sometimes hear the gates opening and closing as people come and go. Okay? What else can we hear? You can also mention mobile ringtones, alarm clocks, car alarms. Then you can mention, I can often hear dogs barking or cows mooing, mosquitoes and flies. I can hear mosquitoes and flies. The sounds of the traffic, dear listener. And then a nice question about pleasant sounds, pleasant noises. And you can say that I really enjoy my friend's house where the radio gently plays. So I enjoy gentle sounds of the radio in the background. So background music, so it plays somewhere in the background, which is very relaxing or therapeutic, you can say. Yeah, relaxing. And also you say like, I like the sound of... So I like the sound of my friends laughing.
Voy a la playa, ya subió la marea. Eso.
I like the sound of dogs barking. Okay. And I'm going to give you some top most loved sounds. Dear listener, write in the comments. Like, choose two sounds that you really enjoy and write in the comments. Rory, also, for you, okay, tell me which sounds you particularly enjoy. I love the sounds of waves against rocks.
Oh, that's nice.
Or rain against the windowsill, the window, or windows, rain against the window, you see?
As long as you are not outside when this happens, because then you are being rained on.
Crackling of the open fire. Crackling sounds, you know, open fire, and this is... fire, or the sound of open fire, for example. Maybe you enjoy cats purring. Cats purr, dear listener, okay? Or wind passing through the leaves. You see the vocabulary? Mm-hmm. Maybe church bells. Or how about like bacon sizzling away? When you fry bacon, sizzling away. Or something that you fry on a frying pan, it's sizzling away. Just this sounds like frying sounds. Rory, which one did you particularly like from the list?
As long as we're inside, then it's the rain against the windowsill.
Nice.
But if we're outside, then it's the waves, because I don't like getting rained on.
Do you enjoy the sound of opening a fizzy drink can, like Coca-Cola? Yeah. Or maybe like when you open a bottle of champagne, maybe this sound.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yes, I like that last one. Let's stick with that one. That's a great one.
Could you give us a sentence?
I like the sound champagne makes when you uncork it. There we go.
You could be immersed in noise. So be immersed in noise. I can't imagine who would enjoy to be immersed in a noisy place or immersed in noise.
Immersed in noise, or I said immersed in cacophony. But it's the same thing. It's just there's noise all around. You cannot hear yourself think, which is another expression for dealing with noise or not dealing with it. And it's just a generally unpleasant experience.
Cacophony means all different sounds. They are very loud and you can't hear your thoughts. And then you can say it could drive me nuts. Like it really annoys me. It irritates me. It drives me crazy. It drives me nuts. So, like, noisy clubs drive me nuts. Or another one, noisy clubs drive me up the walls. Or barking dogs drive me nuts. Barking woof woof dogs drive me up the wall. Band 9. The racket of the city, Rory. What's this? Racket.
Well, that's just the general noise, usually unpleasant if it's a racket, that gets made in a city, like the sound of construction work, people talking loudly, cut traffic, especially the horns blaring on cars, this kind of thing.
We can say quiet places, so not noisy places, the quietest place. Another synonym is tranquil. Tranquil places, like there aren't any noises, everything is calm, you feel peace, tranquil places. So, dear listener, you watched till the very end, and now the juicy joke. I woke up last night from a noise somewhere in the house. My husband turned to me and said, "It must be a thief. Go downstairs and check." So I went downstairs and checked every room, but I couldn't find the safe. I knew he was hiding there somewhere, but where? And then I remembered, I don't have a husband.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's creepy, huh? It's just like...
Yeah, that's... Ooh.
Did you get that, listener? Should I explain it? Roy, what do you think?
No, don't explain the joke. It's like dissecting a frog. The subject will die in the process.
Thank you for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Do any noises bother you?
I mean, context is everything, but generally, I can't stand repetitive, high-pitched noises, like those in alarm clocks. Although I suppose that's rather the point of them. What else? Oh, I don't like the shrieking of seagulls either. It's horrendous, especially where I live. Although, that's the price you pay for living next to the sea.
What kind of noise do you come across every day?
Well, we already talked about bird calls, and we live near a railway, so you can hear the trains rumbling past when they get started. What else? You can also hear the gates clicking open and closed as people come and go about their business.
What sounds do you like?
Oh, one of my friends has this great setup in his house where the lights raise, and then the radio turns on, but it doesn't turn on full blast. It's sort of the chatter of the radio rises in volume over a prolonged period of time to a normal level. So that's really nice. That's a great combination. What else? Oh, having lo-fi hip-hop playing in the background, not just in the morning, but generally, is a really good thing. I quite like the sound of dogs barking when they're playing and people laughing as well. That's quite pleasant as well. As long as it's not, like I say, really high volume in your face or in your ear kind of thing.
Do you like to stay in a noisy place?
Does anyone? I mean, outside of a club or something like that, I can't imagine a situation in which people would voluntarily, decide to be immersed in cacophony for a prolonged period of time. That would drive me absolutely nuts.
Are there any quiet places in your city?
Oh, plenty. I think the quietest would probably be something like the yoga studio or there are various churches and other places of worship which are quite tranquil. Where else? Well, there's lots of parks in the middle of the city, which you would think wouldn't prevent the racket from sort of sounding across them. But because they have lots of trees, it breaks up the noise, which is quite impressive now I think about it.